With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire says the DOJ is taking its time to make sure they get not only indictments and prosecutions, but successful convictions against government officials accused of engaging in lawfare against the president.
This is where it's perilous. We have to trust that the justice system, the Department of Justice under President Trump and Attorney General Pam Bondi are doing the work to the investigatory standards to be able to get not only indictments and prosecutions, but convictions.
McGuire says President Trump and many of his MAGA supporters need to be reassured that Bondi's moving ahead with her investigations despite the delays. She was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says additional federal law enforcement agents will focus on crime in Memphis starting in next week.
Memphis is a world-class city, and before us, we have a generational opportunity to make Memphis a safe city.
The governor told WATN-TV that 13 federal agencies will arrive in phases, including the National Guard. He says he will not declare a state of emergency. President Trump devoted a portion of his remarks at the United Nations this week to severe green energy initiatives.
The primary effect of these brutal green energy policies has not been to help the environment, but to redistribute manufacturing and industrial activity from developed countries that follow the insane rules that are put down to polluting countries that break the rules and are making a fortune. They're making a fortune.
President Trump's administration asking the Supreme Court to uphold his birthright citizenship order, declaring that children born to parents who are in the United States illegally or temporarily aren't American citizens. This is SRN News. Pastors advise other pastors in a new Lifeway study. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The poll asks clergymen what other members of their profession should do to be successful in the ministry. The number one piece of advice is not to neglect marriage and family. Veteran pastors say there's a big risk that a young minister will be so focused on his congregation that his wife and kids suffer, causing problems down the line. The second most popular piece of advice is for pastors to always make time for personal study of the Bible. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's been nearly 2 years since Hamas' 2023 attack on Israel, and still anti-Semitism shows no sign of abating in American colleges and universities. School officials have responded in various ways to Jewish students' reports of harassment and discrimination. Meanwhile, the Trump administration has launched a task force to combat anti-Semitism at 10 universities, including Harvard and Columbia. It's also withheld federal funding from a range of universities. This is SRN News. Addressing the UN General Assembly, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Russian attacks on NATO countries won't happen.
President Putin has repeatedly debunked these provocations. Russia has never had and does not have any such intentions. However, any aggression against my country will be met with a decisive response.
Sergei Lavrov says it wants to keep up peace talks with the U.S.
We have some hopes for the continuation of the Russian-American dialogue, especially after the summit in Alaska. In the approaches of the current U.S. administration, we see a desire not only to contribute to ways to realistically resolve the Ukrainian crisis, but also a desire to develop pragmatic cooperation without adopting an ideological stance.
Representative John Mulurnar has requested an urgent briefing from the White House after the president supported the deal giving majority of stake of TikTok to Americans. This is SRN News.